This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
دع الأيام تفعل ما تشاء وطب نفسا إذا حكم القضاء ولا تجزع لحادثة الليالي فما لحوادث الدنيا بقاء.
بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. بعد recited Surah Nuh today, and in it we learned that the Prophet Nuh told his people, فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا. Nuh said to his people to repent to Allah and seek His forgiveness. فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ. Nuh said to his people, do istighfar to your Lord. He is indeed the one who forgives. And then Nuh alayhi salam gave multiple blessings when you do istighfar. What happens when you do istighfar? يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا. Allah will send the skies with plenty of rain. يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا. وَيُمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ. Allah will increase your money. وَبَنِينَ. And your children. وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا. Allah will give you rivers. وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا. وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ. وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا. وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ. وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا. I missed it up. وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ. Allah will give you gardens. وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا. And Allah will give you rivers. Now, this ayah is used, as we all know, to indicate that istighfar also has worldly blessings. As we're all aware, this ayah is very clear that istighfar is not just something that we do to forgive our sins. It is also something that is done to procure blessings. And it is also something that is done to prevent harm from coming to us. So istighfar, today's short khatira, some tangential benefits. First and foremost, what exactly is it? Istaghfara means to ask for maghfira. Istaghfara means to ask for maghfira. And maghfira means, ghafara means to cover up so that the item that you've covered up will not be harmed and harm others. Ghafara means to cover such that the item that you cover, it's not going to be harmed and it will not cause harm. You are protecting. And that's why in Arabic, the helmet is called mighfar, because it's protecting your head. It's called a mighfar. That's the concept of maghfira. So when we want maghfira, what we are asking for is that our sins are protected so that they do not harm us. Our sins are covered up. Our sins are locked, if you like, okay? They're just put aside so that we are not harmed by the consequences of our own sins. So that's what istighfara means, to ask Allah for that level of protection. Istighfar is done in any time of the day and by any wording that indicates it. Of the most important and simple wordings, astaghfirullah. This is something that is well known. But also of the ways that maghfirah is asked is by asking Allah through one of His names linked with maghfirah. And there are at least 5 such names in the Quran that are linked with the concept of Allah's maghfirah. Of these names are Ghaffar and Ghafoor and Ghafiru Dhanb and Wasi'u al-Maghfirah and Dhu al-Maghfirah. These are 5, at least 5, there's more than this. These are 5 names in the Quran that if we want maghfirah, Allah has told us use these names. Ya Ghaffar, ighfirli. Ya Ghafoor, ighfirli. Ya Wasi' al-Maghfirah. Ya Ghafir al-Dham. Ya Dhal Maghfirah. All of these, and also there's, you can add 6th as well, Khairul Ghafirin, the best who also does maghfirah. Allah mentions all of these names so that we use those names when we ask for maghfirah. And these names are in each way beautiful in their own ways. So ghaffar means the one who continuously covers up the sin, no matter how many sins we have done. Ghaffar does not count the quantity of times he keeps on doing it. Ghafoor does not look at how large the sin is, he can still cover it up. So ghaffar is for quantity, ghafoor is for quality, ghafoor is for size. And Allah is both ghaffar and ghafoor. Ghafiru dhanb, the one who forgives the sins. Dhul maghfira, the one who owns maghfira. Okay? Wasi'ul maghfira, the one whose maghfira is vast. Khairul ghafirin, no one can do maghfira better than Allah. So these are all names that we should use. Also, there are specific du'as that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us, and I'll just mention two of them. Time is always against working against us. The number one du'a that we should all memorize, it is called Sayyidul Istighfar. It is called the queen of all du'a of istighfar. And it is recorded in Bukhari and Muslim, and it is a whole paragraph of dua. I've actually, when we did Sahih Bukhari class here at Epic, I went over it, you know, in the entire detail. That, in summary, what it does is that it acknowledges, the servant acknowledges that, O Allah, I come to you as a servant and a sinner. O Allah, I confess that you have given me plenty. Every blessing I have is from you. And I confess, O Allah, that I have still sinned. أَبُؤُ لَكَ بِنِعْمَتِكَ وَأَبُؤُ بِذَنْبِي. I'm not going to go over word for word, it's too long, but you can go over it. The concept is, you express your servitude to Allah. You express, O Allah, you are my Lord. You created me. You are the one that is in charge of me. There is no God other than you. I admit, O Allah, every blessing I have is from you. And I confess that I have fallen short and I have sinned. So, O Allah, in light of my testimony that you are the Rabb, O Allah, acknowledging you have given me everything, O Allah, admitting I have fallen short, I still turn to you, because the dua says none can forgive other than you. So memorize that Sayyidul Istighfar. And the second dua that is very beautiful and important, reported in the Mustadrak of Al-Hakim and other books of hadith as well, that a man came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and said, Ya Rasulullah, I have done a sin, I have been destroyed, I've done something, khalas, I'm gone. He didn't mention what it was. So the Prophet ﷺ said, repeat after me. And this dua is a beautiful dua. That it was that, O Allah, إِنَّ مَغْفِرَتَكَ أَوْسَعُ مِنْ ذُنُوبِي وَإِنَّ رَحْمَتَكَ أَرْجَى عِنْدِي مِنْ عَمَلِي. Okay? That, إِنَّ رَحْمَتَكَ إِنَّ مَغْفِرَتَكَ أَوْسَعُ مِنْ ذُنُوبِي. Your forgiveness is larger than my sin. إِنَّ مَغْفِرَتَكَ أَوْسَعُ مِنْ ذُنُوبِي وَإِنَّ رَحْمَتَكَ أَرْجَى عِنْدِي مِنْ عَمَلِي. And your mercy is more hopeful for me than all the deeds that I have done. You can memorize this in English. It doesn't matter. The languages are all the same when it comes to dua. Oh Allah, your maghfirah is larger than my sins. Simple, right? Oh Allah, your maghfirah is larger than my sins. And your rahmah inspires me more than my own actions. Simple, right? That's the dua in Arabic. I translate it in English. O Allah, your maghfirah is larger than my sins. And O Allah, your rahmah is giving me more hope than anything that I can do. So forgive me. So the man said it. The Prophet said, say it again. He said it. The Prophet said, say it again. He said it. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, you may stand and leave. Allah has forgiven you. Simple dua to the point. O Allah, my deeds cannot compete. Your maghfirah is needed for my sins, and your rahmah is needed for my mercy. My deeds are not going to give me that. When you acknowledge that, then you have perfected the istighfar. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ghafoor and the ghaffar and the dhul maghfirah and the wasi'ul maghfirah and the khairul ghafirin and the ghafirul dham, to forgive our sins. We confess to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that every blessing we have is from Him, and we admit we have fallen short in our service to Him, and we have committed plenty of sins, and we beg Allah azza wa jal for forgiveness, because none forgives other than Allah. So we ask Allah to forgive us our sins, and inshallah Allah will continue in our next khatira. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. روحا وريحانا بقولك كون